from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Grant McCauley joins the show, our Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Great to be back with you.
Yes. We've done this a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, and, you know, people are prone to overreact and all of that, but the last couple of games have been pretty tough. Was last night the worst one? Like, is that the worst loss so far just in terms of overall performance?
I don't know at this point, yeah. Because there have been several times this year where I've looked at a loss the way that it happened. I mean, like on the last road trip, running yourself into a loss against the New York Mets. Yeah. That I thought was probably rock bottom there, especially when it was followed up the next day by just getting absolutely bombed in the early going of that game when Charlie Morton gave up 3 homers in an inning. And I just thought, this little 24-hour block right here, not fun. Not fun at all. There was the 1-0 loss to the White Sox in that makeup game where Chris Sale pitches a gem and the Braves offense can't get going. I mean, the Braves just got shut out in back-to-back games for the first time, I believe, in a decade. And I remember watching the 2014 Braves, and that group couldn't hit very well either. So it's just, it's hard to find the right, context in some cases, because as we came into this year, expectations were understandably sky high. It was an offense that was coming off of one of the historic years, not just in franchise history, but in baseball history. And to watch what we have over 10, 11, 12, whatever it is, games at this point, I just don't have the answers for that. But in terms of have we found rock bottom, I would love to say yes, but this is a club that seems to have peaks and valleys that happen very, very close together, and I don't know that we're done with this roller coaster yet.
Well, damn, Grant.
No, I agree.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, that's right. Great. I hope
if you want something uplifting, we can just replay my theme song for the next 10 minutes and just rock out and kind of relax. And yeah, that's an option I got for you.
Yeah, okay. And you could, I mean, we were just talking about it's like a really good football team versus a bad football team over the last scores. I mean, 27-0 looks like the first half Georgia gets Mississippi State. Just something that you just can't explain. And I'm not going to ask you to explain it, but like, does the order need to be shuffled? I mean, because everybody's searching for answers, and you included. Like, what do you think can happen? Because you got who you got right now until Ozzie and Michael and those guys come back. But is there a solution maybe you think that's not playing as much and maybe need to get some playing time?
No. I mean, look, we've been through this for better than 2/3 of the season anyway, mathematically at this point. We're in that home stretch. And, you know, the numbers will tell you at this point, like, you are what you are. Like, it's no longer – okay, well, they should revert back to the form that we saw a year ago. It's not a year ago. I've said this on my show for better than a month now, and maybe even I could be accused of being late to the party there, because I continue to think this group's too talented, and there is talent. This is not a talent deficit here. It's a results problem. And I don't know how you fix it. It's not one guy. I have referred to Matt Olson as kind of the linchpin of getting the lineup moving, because if they get him powered up, he's an impact bat. He was one of the best power hitters in baseball last year. I mean, he was arguably, statistically, the best power hitter in the game a year ago, and he's been anything but that this year. It's like a 50% reduction in his production this year, because he hit 54 homers a year ago. He came into this series against the Brewers on pace for 27. And you can pretty much cut the RBI in half as well. Right. That's how far the drop is. And when I look at regression year over year for any hitter, I could see 10, 20, you know, maybe even pushing 30% in a drawback year over year. And I feel like I'm talking about markets now, which is ridiculous because that's not my focus. But baseball, it sends you in different directions at different times. And the game obviously isn't played on paper. And, you know, their past performance of a year ago was not a guarantee to happen again this year. That's what made last year so special. But no, I don't think that there's some secret formula that is eluding the Braves, some lineup that Brian Snitker hasn't thought of. This comes down to performance. It comes down to results on the field. I've talked to a lot of these guys, including Matt Olson, who you heard from the Diamond this past week. That's available in the archives. Everybody knows. They're all hyper aware of it. They're all trying to fix it, and there just aren't enough answers to go around to where there's just some switch that they've been feverishly reaching for in the dark and haven't been able to flip yet.
I know this has nothing to do with the offense, but they have talked a bit about maybe getting these guys on a little bit more of a rest schedule from a starting pitching standpoint. I know we've seen, you know, Bryce Elder make more starts since the All-Star break since Chris Sale has. And they've talked about it, but they haven't done it. Do you think that that's something that we'll start to see happen over the next couple of weeks, or are they really committed to this philosophy of making sure that these guys, Sale, Lopez, all of these guys are as fresh as possible come October?
No, they're committed to that. I don't think there's really any way about it. And one way you could tell is Bryce Elder came back up and immediately got the game one start against the Brewers in place of Chris Sale, who was pushed back a day, which gave him two extra days of rest. Look, they want Chris Sale to be around to pitch the meaningful innings. What he's done this year, you can argue, I mean, if you're going to lose a Spencer Strider, bringing over Chris Sale, who looks like he's still very much in his prime, that was a fortuitous move for Alex Anthopoulos and company, because there's no way to predict some of the things that have happened, both in injury and attrition and performance this year, that haven't gone right for this club. But, yeah, they're committed to that. I think that we'll see different guys other than Bryce Elder start to get into this mix. A.J. Smith-Shawver has built up his pitch count in AAA. He's been a little bit homer-prone as well, though, and even with his exciting profile and the fact that he strikes out a lot of hitters, he's 21 years old, so there's still a lot to learn there. And Ian Anderson is on his way back. He could factor into this as well, but you got to have guarded expectations for somebody returning in season from Tommy John surgery. So I don't know that I say all of that, and then I'll come back and say this. The pitching is not the problem.
Nope.
I know that Bryce Elder's start yesterday did not help the Braves yesterday, but being shut out for the second consecutive day and being on a string of not having scored in 24 innings, that's the problem.
Yep.
And some of these games have been a little bit closer than the last two, including the one on Saturday where you jumped out to an early lead, and then the Marlins were able to grab a late lead and, you know, take that pivotal game. And then you lay an egg in the finale. So there's a lot of different things you can point at, but it's the offense, and the offense that have got to figure it out. The pitching staff, I still believe in.
What's going on with Michael? I know he's up in Gwinnett and everything, and I saw some clips of him in doing BP yesterday, but obviously he went out.
Yep.
Is he just going to DH, or what is this going to be his role until he gets back with the big club?
Yeah, just a few days to DH, then he's going to work his way out into the field, when he gets back, he'll be in center field. But they can't get him back for a week, so this is not go play in Gwinnett for a couple days, get activated. That 60-day IL stipulates the full 60. And that's why so many teams wait before they put him on, because if I tell you, hey, Ozzie Albies is going to be out for 2 months, you might think, oh, we'll put him on the 60-day IL. Well, what if he's ready to play on day 47?
Right.
You don't want him on the 60-day IL unless you end up in a roster crunch. But that's where they ended up with Michael. And I think that it might have pushed him out a few days. But they were pretty aware that, you know, when they made this decision that he was still over a week, probably nearly 2 weeks away. So this is the timing that just allows him to ramp up, get these DH duties, maybe have a day off mixed in somewhere in here, and then get himself out in center field where the Braves very much need him there and, of course, in the lineup to help be part of the solution.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking some Braves baseball. As look, the Braves are in the midst of a 24-inning scoreless streak. Hopefully they snap that tonight. I would assume that they will, knocking on wood. Let me ask you a bigger picture question, since I think we've done a lot of the week-to-week trying to figure out what they can fix stuff and no one has any answers. Do you think that there's any, if at all, any at all concern in the organization? It's like, all right, we've gone all in on this group. Like a year ago, it was like, this group is incredible. They're young, they're together, they're mm-hmm. they're signed up long term. And then we're 112 games into this year, and it's like, dang, what's going on? Like, is there any worry that's like, all right, this is this year, and this is who we got?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't think that there's concern about the long-term viability of the group. I mean, here, there's a few different things that are in play in my mind and looking at it from what I think is the 30,000-foot view, but I'm not sure what my exact elevation is at this point, just based on the fact we keep riding this roller coaster up and down.
Right.
But you have a great group that there are, you know, at least 29 other teams that would love to say, this is the embarrassment of riches we have locked up for basically the rest of the decade. You can't predict the injuries the Braves have been hit with. It's not the only reason. It's not an excuse. But you lose the kind of star players the Braves have for the season in Spencer Strider, then Ronald Acuna Jr. You lose your starting center fielder for 2 months, your starting second baseman for 2 months, the guy who's supposed to be your starting catcher, who mysteriously has ceded a lot of playing time here lately because Travis d'Arnaud's hitting well, and Sean Murphy. Austin Riley's been through it. Every time it seemed like they tried to bring somebody in, that guy would get hurt. You can end up making an emotional response or a reaction to a situation where you kind of have to sometimes recognize that some years are harder than others. They're more challenging than others. And Matt Olson told me pretty much that verbatim. Last year, it seemed to come a lot easier for us. This year, it's been a lot harder. We've had to grind, and we're going to continue to grind to figure it out. But I'll say all of that and tell you, long term, there's still it's a very good group. They're together. You want to keep them together. There's no reason to start tearing things down to the studs, firing everybody in the executive office and the coaching staff and trying to start over. It may feel that way after a gut-punching loss or gut-wrenching loss, but they're still in a very good place. They've just got to get themselves into October, where we have seen time and again, literally anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
G.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Great stuff, as always, from Grant McCauley. And again,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.